We've had a number of patients do well on single agent panitumumab, so I personally believe it's a real product and think the data will likely be encouraging. The single agent trials, not a lot different than cetuximab to date, 12-13% response rates being reported. The combination trials, non-randomized, hard to tell how much of an impact they're making in that setting, but certainly pretty tolerable other than the rash.
Any patients that stick out in your mind where you clearly had objective responses and symptomatic improvement with panitumumab?
Yes, we've had a few patients respond with panitumumab.
And single agent.
Single agent. And we have had two patients that I can think of, one Dr. Greco's and one mine, that took single agent panitumumab once every other week for more than a year. These were patients who had been required to have been through oxaliplatin and irinotecan-containing regimens. One of the patients having a near CR, the only thing keeping from being a CR was a mildly elevated CEA, and another patient with marked reduction in their disease.
Where was the disease?
And the disease was in the liver for the patient who had the CR with CEA only remaining positive, and the other patient had some lung nodules as well.
How long were they on treatment?
One of those patients ended up taking therapy for 14 months, and the other took therapy for 12 months. And it's interesting, we have learned a little bit about managing the rash, and one trick that I think came out of some of the cetuximab trials that we found as successful is taking a break and then coming back at half the dose. And whether it's clearing out the pores or whatever, you've got to let the skin get through a cycle. But skipping a dose gives them about 4 weeks off therapy. And these drugs hang around for a long time. But it gives them 4 weeks off therapy and then coming back at a lower dose. Really, that's the most successful amelioration of the rash as opposed to any of these creams or other things we utilize.
And then you go back up on the dose?
Well, some of the patients we've worked back up and some we have not. And the protocols require you to work them back up. And there's ways to sort of procrastinate that. I'm not convinced, if you think about it, when you get these patients who have very little disease left, and you're looking at a targeted agent binding to tumor cells, is there a reason to think you could give less drug? Those are hard studies to do. But in these patients that have had dramatic responses and are out 6 or 8 months, I've certainly pushed pharma to say, let me leave them at a lower dose. I mean, there's not much tumor to bind to anymore.
Any difference that you've been able to detect in the rash, cetuximab versus panitumumab?
Qualitatively, they are a little different. That's a fairly subjective thing to hear the patients describe. I would say with the cetuximab rash, it's really looked more classically acneiform, and we've had a little better luck with some of the clindamycin and other products in that direction. As opposed to the panitumumab rash, could be a potency issue, could be a difference in the way the molecule's made and the way it performs. A little drier, a little more irritating in terms of some discomfort to it, and a little more redness. It's interesting, the panitumumab rash almost a little bit more like a sunburn, and the cetuximab rash almost much more like a traditional acneiform as it's been described.